Some big job numbers out today.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. It seems like everyone, from the president on down, is thinking about the nation's unemployment. And we're going to get the lowdown of how things are in just a few hours when the Labor Department releases its November employment report. Economists say job losses probably slowed last month, but the key word continues to be losses. Marketplace New York Bureau Chief Amy Scott reports.
Economists say employers probably cut around 130,000 jobs last month. That would be the smallest decline since July of last year. They say the unemployment rate probably held at 10.2%. With more than 27 million people now unemployed or underemployed, economists say the rate will likely stay high for years. At a White House forum yesterday, the Obama administration brainstormed ideas for job creation with business and labor leaders. One idea is a cash for clunkers style program that encourages people to make their homes more energy efficient. President Obama is expected to offer some specific suggestions in a speech on the economy next week. Meanwhile, Democrats in Congress are pushing new jobs programs funded by money left over from the bank bailout. In New York, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
World investors are also awaiting that U.S. jobs report, and markets right now don't seem very encouraged. Shares are lower in Europe right now, an average of 0.5% to about 1%. Asian markets were mixed today. The Nikkei added about 0.5%. Chinese shares were up as well, but the Hang Seng dropped. And on Wall Street yesterday, markets tumbled, but investors started buying later in the day, and that didn't stop the S&P and NASDAQ from shedding more than 0.5% at the end. The Dow closed down about 86 points at 10,366. Oil prices today falling below 76 bucks a barrel in Asia. A skirmish about the scientific evidence for global warming has blown up just before next week's big climate change summit in Copenhagen. And the chairman of the United Nations panel on climate change is calling for a full inquiry. Marketplace European correspondent Stephen Beard is with us live from London with the latest. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Steve.
So what's the fuss all about?
It's a row about claims that British scientists have manipulated data to boost the argument that climate change is man-made. Climate change skeptics hacked into computer records at a key climate research unit at the University of East Anglia, and they found and posted on the internet hundreds of emails, some of which could suggest that inconvenient data was being massaged and suppressed in order to make the case that climate change is real and that we are causing it through carbon emissions.
Now, what's been the university's reaction?
The university is taking this very seriously. The head of the climate research unit has stood down from his post, and the university has set up an independent inquiry to look into this. The ripples of this, though, have spread much wider than the UK. The BBC is quoting a senior Saudi official saying this will have a huge impact on the Copenhagen conference. Every country under pressure, he says, to curb its emissions could now seize on these emails and say, why should we damage our economy when there is still, apparently, serious doubt about climate change?
But, Stephen, this is one set of data at one university. I mean, certainly there's other evidence that climate change is occurring. Is anyone saying that these emails severely undermine the case that climate change is man-made?
No. In fact, most climate scientists say there is plenty of other evidence that climate change is man-made. Two other major sets of data, including one by NASA. Nevertheless, this does seem certain to surface at next week's conference in Copenhagen, where, incidentally, Sam Eaton and myself will be reporting for Marketplace.
And we'll look forward to that. Stephen Beard in London. Stephen, thanks.
Okay, Steve.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Gather.com, the social network where people can make new friends who share their interests. People talking about today's news at news.gather.com. And by Bank of America, which has begun a 10-year, $1.5 trillion investment in low to moderate income communities. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
As we await that November jobs report from the Labor Department this morning, we tackle unemployment among the world's young people. That's the topic of this morning's Marketplace Globalist Quiz with the editor of Globalist.com, Stefan Richter. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve. Ready for today's Globalist Quiz?
I am. Let's do it.
So here's the question. Which of these countries faces the highest unemployment rate among its population that is below 25 years of age? Is it Germany? Is it Japan? Is it the United States? Or Spain, where young people experience the highest level of unemployment right now?
I would say it's got to be between the United States and Spain. I'm going to guess the United States.
Well, young Americans have a hard time right now, but your original guess was a bingo. You would have been right with Spain.
Wow.
Eurostat, which is the agency in Europe that looks at these numbers, has found that young Spaniards currently experience a 41.7% unemployment rate.
41%.
Yeah. A year ago, well, it was 26%. So that's by far the highest unemployment rate in the developed world.
All right, Stefan, what are the numbers for the United States?
Well, if you look at the different ethnicities, young African Americans have an unemployment rate of 31.2%, Hispanics 21%, and young Asians and young whites are at an even level at around 16%. So quite high, but African Americans really face the steepest challenge right now.
Here in the United States. All right, Stefan Richter, we appreciate you giving us that international perspective this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Stefan Richter is publisher and editor-in-chief of TheGlobalist.com, the daily online magazine on the global economy, politics, and culture. And finally, if only he'd waited a few more minutes, the thief with thousands of dollars in stolen money strapped to his body could have escaped Walmart into the Alabama night. But alas, police say the 35-year-old who hid patiently in the suburban Birmingham store couldn't get out because the doors were locked. He shook and shook the doors, pounding on them, trying to exit, but to no avail. The shaking caused a lot of the money to fall to the floor. Authorities say the man could have made it through if he'd waited just a few more minutes for employees to unlock the doors. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. This is Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.